Nearly 2 weeks of bombing have made the dire circumstances of the Afghan people even worse. Civilians are continuing to flee their homes, and though the border to Pakistan has officially been closed, many are still managing to sneak through. Relief efforts are also difficult. NPR's Eric Weiner is in Islamabad, Pakistan. He says the war is damaging the remaining United Nations operations inside Afghanistan.
Today, a UN official held a news conference here in Islamabad, and he said the UN's ability to function in Afghanistan is, quote, rapidly deteriorating. He described several areas where he says there's a breakdown in law and order. Several UN offices have been looted, equipment has been stolen, four-wheel drive vehicles have been stolen, and in some cases, the local UN staff, these are Afghans, have been beaten. Now, the UN will only say that this has been done by armed elements. They won't say any more. The UN is now telling its local staff, and it is only local staff, Afghans who are still working inside Afghanistan, telling them to no longer even try to protect UN offices. They say basically, save yourself, don't try to guard the property, don't try to interfere with someone who's stealing a four-wheel drive vehicle or a computer or whatever, just take care of yourself.
Eric, what's the situation for refugees fleeing Afghanistan? I understand there's been an increase in their number.
Well, basically, Lisa, the UN describes Afghanistan as a country on the move. There are hundreds of thousands of people within Afghanistan who have left, and they're trying to get out of Afghanistan. Within the past 24 hours, 5,000 people crossed at one border crossing alone. This is in the southern part of Pakistan-Afghanistan border, a place called Chaman. That's the largest number to cross the border in a single day since the U.S. military action began. Now, people can't always get out. There are some who, in the words of one UN official, are trapped inside their own country. It costs a lot of money to get out of Afghanistan, and I've met several people who say they have sold everything they own, including down to the last frying pan and the last piece of their jewelry, in order to pay money to a people smuggler. This is someone who knows the way out of the country, and most importantly, someone who knows who to bribe, where to bribe them, and how to get them across the border.
Now, a major Taliban ambassador has been in Islamabad meeting with Pakistani ministers. What was his message?
Well, we don't know. This is Ambassador Abdulsalam Zaif, who returned from consultations in Afghanistan. He says he has some sort of plan to end the fighting, and that he's presenting this plan to the Pakistanis, who are the only sort of friends left that the Taliban have, the only country to maintain diplomatic relations with the Taliban. All we know is that yesterday at a news conference, Ambassador Zaif basically said that the Taliban would not hand over Osama bin Laden. They've not changed their policy on this. And now that we have reports of U.S. ground troops in Afghanistan, there's almost a strange sort of kind of a sense of relief or anticipation on the part of many Taliban supporters. I mean, all along I've heard people say to me, we can't wait for the ground troops to arrive. There are many Taliban supporters both here and in Afghanistan who believe this aerial bombardment is in a way cheating. And here's a quote from a senior Taliban official, Jalaluddin Haqqani. He was quoted in a Pakistani paper as saying, we are eagerly awaiting the Americans to land on our soil where we will deal with them in our own way. And he went on to say, quote, Americans are creatures of comfort. They will not be able to endure the harsh conditions that await them here. So there is a sense here that the Taliban will be able to confront the Americans on their own terms now that it appears that this war is moving from the air to the ground.
NPR's Eric Weiner in Islamabad, Pakistan. Thank you, Eric.
Glad to help, Lisa.